Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121, Shir LaMa'alos. As we continue to study the chapters of Shir HaMa'alos, with the understanding that they are 15 chapters HaMa'alos that uplift us, and that these chapters of Shir HaMa'alos take us on the road to perfection. In fact, Radak tells us that these will be the songs that will accompany the Jewish nation out of exile and back home, that these 15 will be the songs of redemption. The Ibn Ezra certainly sees in these songs a message specifically for those of our exile who are in such straits, such difficulties, and have no idea what to do but to call out to God. So taking this theme, we look at each chapter as a chapter that will help us on our journey upward towards perfection, towards salvation, and see what are the themes of Ma'alos that will get us home, that will help us conquer our private galus, our private exile, and our national galus, our national exile. 15 songs of ascent. And while Kuf Chaf, chapter 120, focused on truth, on holding on to truth at all costs, our famous chapter 121 speaks of an honest and close relationship with Hashem. Verse 1, Shir LaMa'alos, Esa Einai El Heharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, a song to the ascents, I raise my eyes to the heavens, to the mountains, from where will my help arrive? Rashi explains that although placed second in the order of Shir HaMa'alos, this chapter is actually the first one. And the fact that it is written Shir LaMa'alos instead of Shir HaMa'alos informs us of this. This is step one of our journey upward. And what is step one? To understand that just as one who is looking for help will climb mountains and cry out, from where will my help arrive? And will perhaps reach a level of helpless understanding that there is no one who can help us. This is step one. And then to get to step two, verse two, and declare, my help comes only from Hashem, the maker of heaven and earth. Hear this theme of helplessness and this understanding that there is no one else who can help me but God, finally leads us to turn to Hashem and recognize, but I do have help. I have the most powerful help in the world, the maker of Shemayim and Aretz. Along this theme, Rabbi Ruchem Lvovitz, the famous Mashgiach of the Mir Yeshiva of Poland, 1873 to 1936, speaks about the experience of the Jewish people as they stood facing the Yam Suf before them, the raging sea, and from behind, the furious and powerful Egyptian army bearing down on them. The Pasuk says, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. The Jewish nation cried out to Hashem. And Rashi explains, at this moment, they seized the handicraft of their forefathers. And then he proceeds to give examples of each of our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, all praying. Rabbi Ruchem Lvovitz asks, what leads Rashi to reference our forefathers here? Obviously, the Jewish people would cry here. They were facing destruction from all corners. Rabbi Ruchem answers, often we pray, but half-heartedly. We rely on our own strength and on others as well. And yes, of course, we also pray. But when our forefathers prayed, they did not pray like this. They prayed with the understanding and clarity that there is no help other than Hashem, that they are literally in Hashem's hands all the time. Here, in this moment, the Jews reached clarity that there is absolutely nothing that can save them other than God. With an army behind them and a sea in front of them, they were finally capable of a sincere and true prayer. In fact, they reached the level of prayer, the handicraft of their forefathers. When they recognized Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, they have no other help other than God, then, like their avos, they are ready to sincerely find out that as we may im Hashem osei shamayim va'aretz, my help is from God, and He is the maker of heaven and earth. And when that happened, of course, Hashem demonstrated this by splitting the sea. When we can reach this level, this of course leads us to feelings of joy and confidence. For as verse 3 tells us, Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shamrecha. He will not let your feet stumble. Your protector will not sleep. Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, 1808 to 1888 in Germany, tells us, most protectors, security guards, are hired only to protect against external threats. But Hashem will ensure Al yitein lamot raglecha. Even if the danger is our own faltering, Hashem will guard us against ourselves, protect us from our own mistakes. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. For behold, the protector of the Jewish people will not sleep or slumber, says verse 4. And then in verse 5, Hashem shomrecha, Hashem tzilcha al yadi minacha. Hashem is your guard, and Hashem is your shadow at your right hand. Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, cautions us here. Yes, Hashem will be there with us, for us, and will guard us. But Hashem is tzilcha, like a shadow. Hashem will behave with us as we behave. This clarity that we reach in this chapter of just how much we need Hashem should carry with it a higher standard of living. Of living like Hashem is tzilcha, your shadow. If I want Hashem to be near me, I had better behave like Hashem is near me. And when I do, Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla, says verse 6. The sun will not harm you in the day, nor the moon at night. Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch finds in this verse a beautiful comfort and encouragement that one who lives so closely with God will not be harmed, not by the success that is symbolized by the light of the sun, nor the difficulties alluded to by the moon's night. Hashem yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmar es nafshecha. For as verse 7 says, Hashem will guard you from all evil, physical, material, emotional, and most importantly, He will guard your soul. Hashem yishmar Tzeischa uvoecha me'ata va'ad olam. Hashem will guard your leavings and comings from now and forever. You can go anywhere and achieve anything. When we think about the stages this chapter has taken us through, we are truly overwhelmed. We have begun this chapter with feelings of helplessness and utter despair, with the understanding of, I have no one to turn to. But that moment brought us to the understanding of Ezri Me'im Hashem Osei Shamayim Va'aretz. There is one who can help me, and He is the maker of all. And I can turn to Him with everything, all my fears and vulnerabilities, physical, emotional, and spiritual as well. That this closeness comes with the responsibilities of any close relationship. I need to behave as one in a sincere relationship with Hashem. And when I have reached this, instead of the helplessness this parak begins with, I am now filled with such confidence, Hashem yishmor tzischa uvoecha me'atav ad olam. For Hashem will protect me wherever I go, whatever I do. What beautiful words to accompany us in exile. The understanding that we may be so far from home, but if we remain close to Him, Hashem will remain with us, and we can safely venture out into the unknown with the confidence that Hashem will ultimately and finally bring us back home. Thank you for studying together. Li'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi, Yosef.